For those of you keeping score, that was number three on the list of 12 of the QXR list. I will be playing 1, 2, and 3, so I'll let you know. Just brace yourselves. The next piece I have is also part of the Art of Seduction, and it is number one on the WQXR list. This was a piece written for Ida Rubinstein, who was a dancer who danced with Ballet Russe and various other troupes in Europe in the very early part of the 1900s. And she commissioned Maurice Ravel to write a piece of music for her to dance to. And so he did, and called it Fandango. But then he realized that it really more closely resembled a different Spanish type of dance called a bolero. So he renamed it Bolero. This is an interesting piece of music, and Ravel knew that he was writing something rather revolutionary. Now, I'm sure you don't think of Bolero as being a revolutionary piece of music, but in fact it was. And the reason it was because you will hear this, you will hear the exact same ostinato, the same two-measure ostinato repeated over and over and over and over and over and over again. And Ravel was convinced that no orchestra would ever want to play it. In fact, after it was performed for Ida Rubinstein, it wasn't performed again for, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 years until it was, quote-unquote, rescued by... Sorry? By Dudley Moore and Bo Derek. No, I was thinking Arturo Toscanini and the NBC Symphony Orchestra. But you're absolutely right. That's the reason it's number one, I'm pretty sure. You've got these classical music listeners thinking of, you know, 10, the movie, that this was a very important part of. That's the reason people have a romantic thought about this piece of music. But you be the judge as to what you think this piece of music is. But anyway, when Toscanini got a hold of it, it hadn't been performed for years, and he performed it a lot faster than Ravel had originally intended. And Ravel screamed at him. He said, "You're destroying my piece of music. It shouldn't be performed that speed." And so I went and I checked out the different tempo markings, and the tempo markings that I'm going to play it tonight are Ravel's original, not the fast... super fast, let's get this over with, but more of the seductive, all right, I'll let you fill in the rest of that sentence there.
Yours did it.
Okay, thank you. So without further ado, this is Bolero by Maurice Ravel.